This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has initiated formal investigation into Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that the investigation will be done in line with international protocols set by the International Civil Aviation Organization. The minister informed that the government is constituting a high-level committee comprising experts from multiple disciplines to examine the matter in detail. The committee will work to strengthen aviation safety and prevent such incidents in future. Air India has confirmed that 241 people on board its London-bound flight were killed when the aircraft crashed shortly after takeoff from the Ahmedabad airport yesterday. The Boeing 787-8 aircraft was carrying 242 passengers and crew members. The passengers comprised 169 Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese nationals and 1 Canadian national. The dead included several people on the ground. Former Gujarat Chief Minister and BJP leader Vijay Rupani was among the dead. One passenger, identified as Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, survived the crash. The other 12 people on board were 2 pilots and 10 crew members. The pilot of the plane issued a mayday distress call, denoting a full emergency soon after takeoff. The ill-fated flight was under the command of Captain Sumit Sabarwal. Meanwhile, Tata Group Chairman N. Chandrasekharan has announced that the company will provide 1 crore rupees to the families of each person who lost their life in the tragic crash. He also said that the Tata Group will cover the medical expenses of those who were injured and ensure they receive full care and support. He added that the Tata Group will also help build a new hostel at BJ Medical College as part of its support efforts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited Ahmedabad hours after the plane crash yesterday. He also held a meeting with Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and senior officials to review the relief and rescue operations. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Shah said that the entire nation is shocked by the unfortunate incident and all citizens of the country stand in solidarity with the families who have lost their loved ones in this tragedy.
घटना से पूरा देश क्षुब्ध है और पूरा देश एक साथ पूर्ण संवेदनाओं के साथ जो दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण हादसे में पैसेंजर हताहत हुए हैं इनके परिजनों के साथ खड़ा है। सबसे पहले मैं भारत सरकार, गुजरात सरकार, प्रधानमंत्री जी, जो लोग हताहत हुए हैं इनके परिजनों के प्रति गहरी संवेदना व्यक्त करता हूँ।
The Home Minister also confirmed that the Ministry of Civil Aviation has already initiated a formal investigation into the incident to determine its cause.
Aviation Department ने अपनी जांच शुरू कर दी है और जांच तेजी से आगे बढ़े इसके लिए भी Aviation मंत्री जी ने सूचनाएं दी है.
Ministry of External Affairs MEA has urged Indian nationals to take suitable safety precautions amid protests in Los Angeles, United States. While responding to a question about the situation in Los Angeles, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi takes the safety, security and welfare of Indian citizens abroad with utmost seriousness. He noted that the Los Angeles region is home to a significant number of Indians. Mr. Jaiswal further said that the Indian consulate in San Francisco is closely monitoring the situation and remains in close touch with community members. National Investigation Agency NIA has conducted searches at multiple locations in Punjab and Haryana related to the Babbar Khalsa International BKI terror organization in connection with the Amritsar police post grenade attack case. In a statement, the NIA informed that a total of 15 locations were searched across Amritsar, Tarantaran, Firozpur, Pathankot, Kapurthala and Rupnagar districts in Punjab as well as in Sirsa, Haryana yesterday. Indian shooter Sift Kaur Samra secured a bronze medal in the women's 50 meters rifle 3 positions event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 in Munich, Germany yesterday. 23-year-old Sift shot 453.1 in the final to claim third place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.